when you look ahead or you see something now about any kind of persecution, do you get extremely upset about it? Are you moved to do something about it?
Well, I get upset about it, but I haven't joined any groups or anything to do anything about it. I suppose I should.
I just wondered if perhaps an experience like that would make you fear that it could happen anywhere. Do you think it could?
Well, I think the Germans are a particular lot of people. I don't know. I hope that it couldn't happen like that anymore. I don't think it could, that you can kill 6 million people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Systematically, so well organized, so cold-bloodedly. It's not, I mean, I can understand a pilot dropping a few bombs. I can understand that because he doesn't actually see what happens to each individual person that he kills. But to go and torture and skin people, that kind of thing, it's unbelievable. It's that human beings can do this to one another. I can't really describe it.
For your own children and your grandchildren now, some growing up in France, some growing up here, what do you want for them?
Well, I just want them to be happy. I think that it gives me great joy to find that I have, in fact, 5 grandsons. And I sort of feel every time something like that happens, I say one in the eye for Hitler, you know, because, there's... And I now even have a Jewish name, Shapiro, you know. And there are 3 new Shapiros, which is wonderful.
One last question. What do you think you missed in your childhood, apart from having mum and dad? Do you think that your aunt managed to make up for most things?
I think she did make up for most things. Perhaps the only thing... I think our household was more musical. I mean, there was more music in it. But that's about it. But then, you see, a lot of the childhood I spent in school, really. So it wasn't so much lacking. I think I had a very happy childhood as far, as one can without one's mother.
Mm-hmm.